Some of Mac's combines had cut the wheat fields around the device, and a group of plows were now doing their best to push dirt onto the driver's line of large circular magnets, make them look like natural undulations in the close-cropped terrain. For a moment, Sif wondered if this unusual internment was the bind Mac needed her help with. But then her fragment reached the cluster nearest his core. Here, the processors were dedicated to control circuits in the Tiara's 7 elevator anchors, simple computers whose job was to transfer manifests, records of what each cargo container carried and how much it weighed, from Mac's arrays to Sif's. Before the containers could transfer from his rail lines to her strands, Sif had to verify the manifests. Only when she was certain the elevators could balance the loads would she give Mac permission to send the containers on their way. These interactions happened thousands of times a day, and even though this gave Mac ample opportunity for flirtation, he had never done anything to make her regret this most fundamental of their connections. His manifests were always clear and concise, his weight assessments accurate to the kilogram. And while DCS regulations obliged Sif to double-check Mac's work, in this one respect, she had grown to trust him implicitly. Sif told her fragment to ping the anchor's control circuits, but when the data came back, she didn't see anything obviously out of order. "Want to give me a hint?" her avatar asked. "The computers seem..."
"Oh, the computers are working fine,"
Mac's voice crackled from the data center's rarely used PA.
"What I'm wondering is, what would happen if we turned them off?"
Usually, Mac's outlandish behavior made Sif's core temperature rise. But this time, her core went cold, and Sif had to flush some of her nano-assemblage's cryogenic coolant to keep her temperature within acceptable limits. "That would automatically trigger an override, halting all movement of your containers onto my strands." Sif pulled her poncho tight around her shoulders. "But why," she continued, her voice as icy as her core, "would we want to do that?" Suddenly, the data center's holoprojector sputtered, and Mac's avatar appeared before her own. Close enough, Sif's algorithms informed her, that most humans would consider his proximity an uncomfortable invasion of personal space. But Sif held her ground, knowing Mac had little choice. The holoprojector wasn't built for two.
"For speed,"
Mac said. As usual, he wore dust-caked denim jeans and a sun-bleached work shirt rolled to the elbows. But he carried his cowboy hat in his hands, an affectation that made his usually dashing smile seem altogether sheepish.
"I want to show you something. Well, two things, actually."
Sif opened her mouth to speak, but Mac cut her off with an apologetic shrug.
"Ask away, but I guarantee you're going to have plenty more questions pretty darn quick."
Sif raised her chin and gave Mac a curt nod. Then he opened the cluster's linked arrays. For almost 10 seconds, Sif's core did nothing but gape at the flood of data that her fragment sent racing up the maser. Argus scans of the alien vessel taken at close range. Recordings of radio chatter between staff sergeants Johnson and Byrne during a firefight inside Bulk Discount. Both Marines' debriefs in which they talked in detail about the biology of the aliens they had killed. A copy of Al Signy's request to her ONU superiors at Fleetcom to send reinforcements in anticipation of additional hostile contact. Bite by bite, Sif answered all her questions. But while her algorithms allowed her core logic a moment of satisfaction, it soon imposed a firm suspicion. "How did you get access to this data?"
"Well, that would be thing number two." Mac put on his hat, pulled off one of his grease-stained leather work gloves, and extended his hand. "But for that, you're going to have to come all the way in."
Sif stared down at Mac's cracked and calloused palm. What he was suggesting simply wasn't done. Memory leaks, code corruption, there were a million very good reasons why an AI never accessed another's core logic.
"Don't worry," Mac said. "It's safe."
"No," Sif said flatly.
"Thus conscience does make cowards of us all,"
Mac smiled. A line from Shakespeare's Hamlet. a call to action.
Harvest is in a heap of trouble, Mac continued. I have a plan, but I'm going to need your help.